SAA's business rescue plan appears to be coming together. All unions but one have come to the party, allowing members to take up the voluntary severance package offered by the airline. The broad acceptance comes on the back of material changes to the plan, which will now see 1,000 employees being placed on a training layoff scheme rather than retrenchment, and at the end of it all, leaving twice as many than initially planned to help kickstart the new airline. Khetatsu Tlakudi, who's acting DG at the Department of Public Enterprises, joins us now to discuss these developments and what it means for the process moving forward. Thanks so much, Deputy DG for, Acting DG, for joining us this evening. Let's take a look at the severance package that's now been accepted on a broad basis. How much better a severance package have you put on the table?
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on your show. We had to work within the budget that we originally had of 2.2 billion rands. As you know, government has had to step in to fund the restructuring of SAA, as the business is not in a position to fund itself through this particular process. What we agreed, as you have put it, with the NUMSA and SAKA was that the temporary layoff will be brought into the scheme, and that those employees will maintain medical aid, pension, and UIF for the period until they are required by the business. So if there is an uptake in business activity and air travel resumes beyond the capacity that would have filled it, then we'll be able to bring those in.
Okay, of course, so this agreement that you've managed to get from the unions then coming hand in hand with this, 1,000 employees that are now going to be put into a training program, how much more is that costing SAA?
Well, it's actually compared to the 2.2 billion rands, you're looking at an additional 60 million rands to fund that extra 1,000 employees. So we'll be able to fund that within the budget that we had set aside. And it is really in line with the commitment that we had made. Where there are opportunities to save jobs, we'll do so. And of course, what it does give advantage to SAA going forward is that these people currency in terms of training, because as you know, for instance, the cabin crew are also regarded as safety officers. They need to remain current and refreshed so that they're able to take up a role if one were to appear. And I also want to say to yourselves that this is, if you look at how much we have had to cut the capacity of SAA, this is still on the prudent side. The 1,000 that we are retaining, it means that we are basically around 20% of the original capacity that we had. So we believe that we have acted conservatively and that there is a room for growth going forward.
Yeah.
And we will ensure that as well with in a cooperation with the we have labor, the skills that we keep in the layoff scheme.
You call it, Acting DG, a conservative investment that you're making here. Is this then skill that will definitely be absorbed by the airline, the new airline, once it is on its feet?
Yes. I think the trick is going to be who you keep in the layoff scheme so that you are able to bring them in. And also, what kind of interventions do you put in place to ensure that you upskill some of the people that in the past couple of years may not have had an opportunity to get those skills. So we are quite positive and we really believe this can work. And we believe with some innovation from the leadership team that will take over from the VRPs, that this scheme can be used as an asset going forward.
What happens, though, if it gets to the point where it will not be feasible to absorb these 1,000 employees further to the 1,000 that were originally being retained in order to keep that new airline flying? Surely this is a venture into pretty dangerous territory.
Well, it is not. We have provided for retrenchment of this additional 1,000. They're already in the 2.2 billion rands budget. If in 12 months they are not they are not absorbed into SAA. So we believe it's a low risk option that we've gone for.
For now, what sense are you getting in terms of those that will opt for the voluntary severance package? Are you seeing quite a buy-in on that front? Because chatting to one of the union spokespeople earlier today, they were saying if this, these packages aren't, or this package isn't accepted, then they're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to be open to exploring other alternatives.
Well, there was, in actual fact, quite a lot of anxiety amongst the employees with the challenges that we had in the last couple of weeks, not reaching agreement with labor, where they were saying, can we give an option to express our option? And an overwhelming majority of those that got in contact with the department said, we want to accept the offer. We believe that in the current environment, a government has put on the table what is a fairly reasonable offer, and they wanted to take it up. So we believe that it will be received quite positively on the ground. It's also reflected in the fact that five of the organized labor formations out of seven had already expressed a very positive response to what we had put together.
So before I let you go, a quick one. There's a deadline, of course, for conditions to be met, for the restructuring plan to be met, and that includes a commitment from the government on funding. Are we getting any closer to seeing that commitment being put on table?
Definitely. There's processes within government that are unfolding to ensure that we can be able to fund this business plan, and that SAA is relaunched and to its on a smaller base, of course, to start with, but eventually to reach its former glories.
At an additional 10 billion rands.
Well, there's in that 10 billion rands, you're counting some of the commitments that had already been made in the 2020 budget. So you're double counting. That's basically the point that I wanted to make.
Yeah.
The reality of it is we are dealing with an airline over many years that had not been managed well, and there's a lot of areas that need to be fixed in order to ensure that we have a proper environment is going forward.
Well, acting DG, of course, as you can imagine, this is a story we're going to be keeping an eye on as it unfolds. Let's leave it there for now, though. Acting DG at the Department of Public Enterprises, Getatso Klakudi.